Hey everybody, and welcome to week 7 of Locker Room Chats here with the Onega Buffaloes, sponsored by Blue Valley Technologies Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. I'm Quinton Prophet, alongside head coach of the Buffaloes, Ben Kulchman. And last week, you took a tough loss to the number 3 ranked team, according to K-Preps, the 1A classification, Jackson Heights Cobras, who currently they reign high on the top of the district, 3-0. But, you know, this Cobras team, they've been pretty good on the year. They're outscoring their opponents 326 to 15 points on the year. Just give me some thoughts about last week's game.
Yeah, that's a really good team over there. You know, we watched them on tape, and you know, you certainly see the scores and all of that. You know, we had a plan, and you know, to play the kind of grind and play slower tempo and kind of keep the ball out of their hands. Had a turnover early, got behind the chains, you know, had some penalties and stuff like that, and just made some mistakes that you can't do to compete against a very complete team. You know, I said that last week. Good skill guys, strong up front. They're gonna be a challenge for anybody to play.
Well, you only had one touchdown in the game, but again, you were just one of only two teams to score a touchdown against this dominant Cobra defense. In fact, it's been 5 weeks since the last team, it was Riverside, to score a touchdown against them. Walk me through that scoring drive that was capped off from 6 yards out from Jackson Kulterman.
Yeah, we kind of went to a little bit of a spread set that we do, a pistol set, still continue to run the option, you know, ran some midlines and stuff like that, and Jackson just kind of squirted around the left side and got in. You know, we had it, that was a nice drive, though, you know, the kind of drive that we needed throughout the evening to compete in that game, a multi-play drive, you know, but a good read, a good keep on that particular play, and, you know, it's nice to get some points on the board.
Well, I know you didn't have your 200 yards rushing a game or just about like you usually do, but you were able to get a lot of success in the air with Jackson Kulterman, as he was able to kind of split those stats pretty evenly between on the ground and in the air. So tell me a little bit of how you got the passing game going last Friday as well.
Well, it was play action. You know, I mean, we're obviously a run-heavy team. We're an option team. And just kind of hinged off some of that action and, you know, kind of caught him sleeping a little bit because we knew they were going to be really aggressive coming up to try to stop the run, and that's kind of just what happened. So we were able to get some guys released on some 9 routes, and he completed, you know, Jackson throws a nice ball, and Graham Volberg is, you know, has proven that he's a very good receiver. So, you know, it was nice to get the ball down the field and you know, get some positive yards on some of those plays. But, yeah, that was a nice compliment to our run game.
We'll be back in segment number 2 in just a minute here on Locker Room Chats with the Onega Buffaloes, as this week they are set on to take the Pleasant Ridge Rams in a crucial district matchup. Welcome back, everyone, to segment number 2 here of Week 7 Locker Room Chats with the Onega Buffaloes head coach, Ben Kulchman. I'm Crinton Prophet. And Ben, this week you take a crucial matchup against the Pleasant Ridge Rams, who are right now 0-6 for the first time since 1988, but they're also 0-3 in district play. Also, this is the first time all-time meeting between the schools, Pleasant Ridge, and then also Onega. Coach Ben Kulchman, what are some keys for this game?
Well, what you're seeing on tape from those guys is, you know, they do have some size up front, and they do have some complementary skill guys. You know, their quarterback, he moves well. They've got a wing that they kind of move around a little bit, that number 15. You know, he's a capable guy. He moves well. You know, he can catch a football. And then their fullback, there's two backs back there, 23 and 25. They both run really hard. I think the primary one is number 25. And, you know, he's similar to Gavin, maybe just a bit smaller, but a straight ahead, downhill running type of kid. You know, every team they play that we've watched, you know, that kid gets yards, you know, like just a downhill runner, you know, puts his head down, runs behind his pads. You know, defensively, I think they're almost better defensively than they are offensively. You know, they seem to kind of fly to the ball. Their linebackers are capable. You know, they got 15-1, those two playmakers on offense. They're out there on corners, and they do a good job out there. So, you know, we're going to have to scheme and prepare and execute our plan, and we'll see what happens.
We talk about the defense. The Rams, in their loss 44-12 last week against McLaughlin, gave 468 total yards of offense. I mean, how are you and your team going to try to exploit that and get the offense rolling today?
Well, yeah, I mean, they do have some spots, yeah, that that you can exploit. We feel like, you know, not to say anything negative about their team or anything, but you know, I think our front is stronger than theirs for the most part, you know, and we're going to try to run behind our guys. You know, we're fully healthy finally this week. up front. We've been missing Ty Crone over there at right tackle, so he's back this week, and we've had a couple really nice practices early in the week. I like it when we're getting off the ball, and that's where it all starts with us.
Again, this week on Friday, the Pleasant Ridge Rams hosting the Onega Buffaloes in a crucial district matchup. Again, you've tuned into the Onega Locker Room Chats, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. Thank you, Head Coach Ben Coulterman.
Yep, thank you very much.